that brings us to item B1, a resolution supporting Earth Hour. Okay. Is there anybody, did anybody have any particular comment or?
Oh, lastly, I want to thank Lydia because she helped vet a lot of the things in that resolution.
Thanks, Sam.
Before I forget, thanks.
This resolution regarding Earth Hour, I'm just this moment pulling up the resolution, apologize. Here we go. And this is really pretty much apropos of the last item on our agenda, calls for, I won't read the entire thing, but basically the World Wildlife Fund is calling for an observation of Earth Hour, 8:30 p.m. on March 31st, 2012. So that's later this month. Let's see. What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
It's Saturday. So it's the last Saturday.
Will this apply if the Tar Heels are in the Final Four?
those of you who are dedicated to ACC fans and environmentalists could get hand-cranked radios to tune into Woody Durham's coverage. But resolution says, whereas cities and states across the country and around the world are joining with Carrboro to raise awareness and demonstrate commitment to addressing climate change by supporting Earth Hour, and Earth Hour involves something quite simple, turning off lights for 1 hour, and whereas Earth Hour is the largest event of its kind in the world, and whereas Carrboro has joined Cities for Climate Protection and is committed to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and whereas the Board of Aldermen has adopted a climate protection resolution in December of 2009, therefore the Carrboro Board of Aldermen do hereby proclaim Saturday, March 31st, 2012, from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. as Earth Hour in Carrboro, and call upon all residents and businesses in Carrboro to join in supporting the aims and goals of this effort. Furthermore, the Carrboro Board of Aldermen do hereby direct staff to send out a public service announcement to publicize Earth Hour. Is there a motion for the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Randy and seconded by Dan. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed.
I encourage folks to look at earthhour.org and share that with friends and family. I have my students look at it. It's pretty awesome. Great website.
Yeah, right. I want to point out the contrast between our last two items. I mean, from our standpoint, they're both positive expressions of our values, but the anti-fracking resolution is to try and stop a major intensification of the use of fossil fuels and the production, release of carbon into the atmosphere. That's, you know, a concerted effort by an industry, and the Earth Hour is a international grassroots effort of concern about climate change. And, you know, I mean, it's the contrast just strikes me, and that for the citizens, there's just so much we have to do to, I mean, we can't even stop the things that are getting worse, and that we can do these small things to make it better. And I just feel like, you know, it's important to take note of that, and that Earth Hour, we should try and figure out how to make that a whole lot longer than 1 hour once a year.
And if I can just piggyback on that for a moment and jump up on my soapbox and just say, you know, it's maybe notable that the level of energy consumption in the United States is significantly beyond 95% of the countries in the world. We use more energy in an hour than many people do in a day. And as one specific example, the Orange County Commissioner's decision recently to close the landfill and provide for no alternative disposal site for solid waste in Orange County means that Chapel Hill and Carrboro will have to drive their trash to Durham to be disposed of at a solid waste transfer station in Durham. The energy impact of driving our waste every day to Durham from Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Now, I'm not talking about what it takes to get that solid waste from the Durham transfer station to whatever landfill it's eventually going to, but just the energy that would be required, just the diesel fuel, additional diesel fuel that we will burn, moving our trash from Carrboro to the transfer station in Durham is equal to the, on a per capita basis, we'll be using an amount of energy to move our trash to Durham that's equal to the entire energy consumption of the average person living in the country of Mali in Africa every day. In other words, our total energy footprint is so massive in our daily lives in America and in Carrboro that just the slight decision, seemingly slight decision, to close our landfill and have no other solid waste disposal facility in Orange County to take our trash to will mean that we use more energy to deliver our trash to Durham than the average person in the country of Mali uses to live their daily life. All right.
Well said.
Thanks for framing that.
Item C1, approval of minutes of previous meetings. Is there a motion?
So there's a corrected version of the minutes at your place as well.
So the motion is for the corrected minutes?
It is.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Matter passes unanimously. Item